And it is time now for StoryCorps, the project recording the lives of everyday people across the country. On this morning, after Valentine's Day, a love story that began 20 years ago in a college town in Kansas. Harriet Kaplan was 48 and working at a bank. Lewis Kaplan was a 56-year-old physicist. Both assumed they'd be single for the rest of their lives until their paths crossed.
A group of us met after work on Wednesday evenings, and that was an eclectic mixture of people.
We went to football games and concerts, and I still don't quite know how it happened. But instead of going in two separate cars, you and I would start going in the same car. I don't think we ever had a date.
That is true.
How did you decide you were wanting to love me?
That is not something that is decided. It's something that happens. I have been unmarried all my life.
Why didn't you ever marry?
Never found you.
I had never married either, and neither of us were exactly children. But suddenly, it was like it seemed right.
And I asked her to marry, and
I said yes.
She said yes.
We're confronting now some issues in our lives that are going to make the next 2 years different for us. I found out I had colon cancer, and in all likelihood, I have life expectancy of about 2 years now. But I want to tell you in this period that of anything that I have been blessed with, you are the biggest blessing of my life, and that I intend to spend this period of time as long as I can living.
Well, you hold the same position in my life, and I expect to live it with you and help you live it.
Thank you. You know how much I love you.
And you know how much I love you.
That's Lewis and Harriet Kaplan at StoryCorps. The couple still meets with the group of friends that originally brought them together. Their interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can read more conversations from StoryCorps in the book All There Is, out now in paperback.